Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about prayer and what it means this week, so let's come to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and praise you and thank you for having the privilege to come boldly into the throne room of God with our request. And my request is today, as this word goes out, may you strike it in the hearts of every man and woman, boy and girl that'll hear it. May you open it to them and reveal it to them so that they will begin to understand the great and mighty things they can do as sons and daughters of the King of the universe. And Father, I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus, and I command that he not steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart today. And Father, I just praise you and thank you as the word goes out. May you use it mightily for your kingdom today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now then, as we continue on talking about this mighty plan of prayer that God has put in there, I'm going to tell you that this plan of prayer that we've talked about all week was absolutely no afterthought. It was God's plan from all eternity. He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, because He told us that in Ephesians 1:4. Now, this was God's original purpose in the creation of the universe and the human race. And God's prayer program is His method of preparing the bride for her future queenly role. Now, this is why God never goes over the head of His church to enforce His decisions. You know, you hear all kinds of people say, well, if God's in control, He sure got this place in a mess. Well, I'm going to tell you, God is ultimately in control, but He's left the control of the earth to the church and to our prayers and our prayers of faith. And when I began to learn this, it changed the way I prayed and it changed my answers. And I began to see mighty, mighty answers to prayer when I learned to do everything in prayer. Now, the Lord Himself will not take things out of our hands as the church. To do so would it sabotage His training program. Now, only by bearing this overwhelming weight of responsibility can we, the church, be brought to full stature as co-sovereign of the universe. This is why when we fail, He will wait. This is why God will do nothing in the realm of human redemption until the church accepts her responsibility and uses her privileges and her prerogatives of intercession. Now, if you don't pray for your loved ones, if you don't intercede for them, and you don't ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send the laborers into the harvest to bring those people in, you will get no one saved. Now, that is a sad state of affairs, because I'm going to tell you, nearly every church I've ever been in, every one I've ever spoken in, very few people in any church has ever led a person into the kingdom of God. We have not done our praying. We have missed it, folks. We have not learned how to pray. This week I brought a whole family into the kingdom of God. It's just wonderful to see the Lord do these wonderful things. But when you start praying and you start walking in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, people will come to Christ. But now if you don't pray and you don't intercede, if you will not pray, God will not act, because this would absolutely abort His purpose to bring His church to her full potential as His co-sovereign. Now, this was God's plan from the beginning. He will not spoil it now by taking things out of the hands of the church. He will absolutely let the world go to destruction first. His part of the work of redemption is full and complete, but He will not override His church. His eternal purpose is the qualifying of His eternal companion for entering into full partnership with our Lord in the governing process of the universe. We as a church can be qualified only through the apprenticeship of prayer and intercession. Only thus does she learn to enter into and participate in the eternal purpose of her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, God will do nothing apart from His church and the prayers and intercessions of the church. Now, God will do nothing but in answer to prayer. Now, if you don't pray, you know, if you don't pray, nothing's going to happen. Now, the greatest thing that you can do for God and for man is to pray. You know, I'm going to tell you that you can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed. So if you don't pray about things, you're not going to see God move in your life. And if you don't pray in faith, you're not going to see God move. But when you begin to pray in faith, believing our King, you will see His mighty hand move, and you will begin to see Him do great and mighty things after you have prayed. You know, the prayer is absolutely striking the winning blow. Service is gathering up the results. In other words, as you pray, as you lay in bed in the morning, like I do, I wake up in the wee hours of the morning and I worship the King. I praise Him and I thank Him. I may even get off the side of the bed on my knees or even down on my face on the floor. And I worship Him and praise Him and thank Him. And I call Him into remembrance of His promises. And I said, Lord, today I'm available. Use me for Your glory. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Give me the boldness to proclaim Your mighty word. And as I go and speak Your word boldly, I ask You to confirm the bold, mighty teaching of Your bold, mighty word with salvations and healings and signs and miracles and wonders following, just like they prayed in Acts 4. Now, that's in 4:29, but you might read that whole chapter 4 of the book of Acts. As those people prayed and prayed boldly, the place where they were praying were shaken and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they went out and done great and mighty things. Now, nothing happened until those people prayed. Now, prayer is absolutely striking the winning blow. And after you've done all that praying, then you go out and service will be gathering up the results. You will see people get saved. You'll see people get healed. You know, you'll see the Lord do great and mighty things. You'll see God begin to shape the world by your prayers. Because if we don't pray, nothing happens. Now, the more praying there is in the world, the better the world will be. The mightier the forces against evil. Now, the prayers of God's saints are the capital stock of heaven by which God carries on His great work upon earth. God conditions the very life and prosperity of His cause on prayer. If these things are true, and they most definitely are, then prayer should be the main business of every day for the church. You know, I used to have a safety deposit box in a bank. I don't have one anymore, but I used to have. And you know, I think about like checks. Sometimes checks by some business firms require the signatures of two individuals to make them valid. One signature is not enough. Both parties must sign. Now this illustrates God's method of operating through the prayer and faith of His people. His promises are His checks signed in His own blood. His part was fully completed at Calvary. But no promise is made good until a redeemed man or woman enters the throne room of the universe and by prayer and faith writes his name besides God's. Then and not until then are the check resources released. Now then, it is absolutely like this safety deposit box that I just mentioned that I used to have in a bank vault. The keeper has a key and you have a key. Neither key alone will open the box. But when you give the keeper your key, she inserts both keys and the door flies open, making available all the treasure stored in the box. Now, heaven holds the key by which decisions governing earthly affairs are made, but we hold the key by which those decisions are implemented. This being so, then prayer takes on a very different dimension from the conventional notion or understanding. Prayer is not overcoming reluctance in God. It is not persuading God to do something He is unwilling to do. It is binding upon earth that which already has been bound in heaven. Because He told us that in Matthew 16. It is exercising absolutely what you're doing. It's implementing His decisions. It is enforcing His will upon the earth. Prayer makes possible God's accomplishing what He wants and what He cannot do without it. Now, the content of all true prayer originates in the heart of God. So it is He who inspires the prayer in the heart of man, and the answer to every God-inspired petition is already prepared before the prayer is uttered. When we are convinced of this, then faith for the answer is easy, far easier than it would be otherwise. But just think, no angel was ever invited to share this high privilege. No archangel was ever invited into the throne room of the universe. Only redeemed humanity. And many of us are too busy. Oh, goodness, I think about what we as Christians do. We watch television. We are out at the sports arena. You know, we're hunting. We're fishing. We're out boating. You know, we're farming, or we're moonlighting, or we're doing all kinds of things except what God wants us to do. We're doing everything to try to keep up with the new cars, the new homes, the new appliances, the new furniture, and so we don't have time to pray. I'm telling you that most people do not take time to pray, and that's why you don't ever see an answer to prayer. I'm going to tell you, when you take the Word of God and you start looking up some of these mighty promises in God's Word, and you start believing these promises are real, and you start praying in faith, believing God, you're going to start seeing the King do some great and mighty things. Now, when I learned these things a few years ago, I mean, that's just like whenever I took Matthew 18:19, the prayer of agreement. That's an awesome promise. God says, and again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it will be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. I have used that promise. I have used that to get people's. I have used that to raise the dead. I have used that to take warts off of people. I've used that to take scars off of people. I have seen the Lord do awesome things with that mighty promise. I have seen Him do such awesome and mighty things. I'm going to tell you, folks, if you will start praying and praying in faith, you will see the King do great and mighty things. Now, I've got a three-hour teaching on this particular subject we've been talking about this week, and I'd be happy to send it to you. If you would write me, The Living Savior Ministries, Box 35, Justin, Texas, or give me a call. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to me on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can get our email at our website. We'd like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail, North Dallas. We have church Sunday afternoon, so you can go to your own church Sunday morning and come out and listen to us teach the Word of God and see God do great and mighty miracles in this place and hear about many testimonies. We serve an awesome God. So I want to praise Him and thank Him. Come to see us and praise the Lord Jesus.